So we are in the middle of Hakdama Chav Dalet, Shem Elokim. We spoke about how there's something called the Chilufei Elokim. You could swap the letters with Elokim, and you get the letters that are prior to Elokim, the letters that are after Elokim. So last week we discussed the letters prior, which ended up being Ach Detam. Again, I don't know how to pronounce it, but the letters Ala Aleph Chav Dalet Tes Mem. That was the letters beforehand, and that symbolized the Hamtakas Adin, sweetening of the Din. Today we're going to discuss the letters after Elokim, later on in the Aleph Beis, which has a different expression. So we got to now page Tuf Nun Dalad, the Gam. So he explains Gam Mispar Hachiluf Mora Al Hamtaka. Right, that's we're up to. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Gematria Ki Mispar Hashem Elokim Kipshuto Ola Pevav Kimin Hatev. We already discussed that Gematria Elokim is Gematria 86, which is Hateva. For Osios HaKodmin, we're still going to the letters prior to Elokim in the Aleph Beis. Ola Ayin Dalad, the Gematria of 74, Kiminyan Bitachon Im HaKola. Pretty neat. So he says, the Ulahoros to teach us, Ba'she B'chol Inyan She Yavo Al HaAdam, no matter how a person experiences life, whatever din happens to a person, Hagam shenirashu inyan kasha bilavush hateva sheole elokim. Even though from the outside it looks like it's elokim, looks like it's punishment, it looks ra. Im kolze yakir v'yeda sheod kodem hateva. Prior to the creation of the world, prior to the presence of science, yesh gavoa me'al gavoa. There's something higher than the highest. Eilas kalah ilos v'sibos kalasibos. The above all the rest, reasons beyond reasons. Hamanig v'oses hateva kirtono. He who controls the world. Lachen yiftach b'Hashem v'yamin shakol l'tova, to trust that everything comes from Hashem, u'bekoach habitachon yimtaku hadinim v'yizgal hatova haganiz ba. Then you could sweeten, soften the din, the punishment, and realize that it all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was learning, talking to Ezra before. I started a new sefer today with a couple guys after Mincha. It wasn't a shir of any sort, just a couple guys, the Chavrusa. Everyone's welcome to come. It's a little chabura, I guess, but it's nothing official. But you're around for 5 o'clock Mincha Monday. We just started today Baal Shem Tov Mavuar. It's a likud of different statements in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. So just today we saw the concept of Yira and Re'iyah, seeing and fearing. The Yira is Elokim, fearing Din. It's Yom HaDin. It's the seeing the Midah of Gvura. But you have to be able to see it. The ability to see it is changing a person's perspective. Right? From the outside, it looks like something bad. From the outside, it looks like it's a Din. But a person changes his perspective, so then it's going to be, he'll realize that the source is really a place of rachamim. It's all about yira. Yira and ria, ri'iyah allows a person to be able to see things properly. The truth is, in this week's parsha, Shabbos Chazon, Haftor's Chazon, Yeshaya, so it's a chazon, it's a vision. The vision of what's going to be the destruction of the base of Migdash. But there's also a chazon of Adya, which is a nevuah of the geula, the positive. So the same word chazon could be Yeshaya, could be Avadya, could be galus, could be geula. Depends on a person's perspective, the ability to see it. The Rabbi Nachman speaks about in the beginning of Likutei Maran about the idea of a chazon. A chazon, a shleim is a chazon. So a chazon is a chazon, the ability to see. A chazon is really a chose. He's a navi. That's really what a person gets, the ability to see and lead the am in whatever direction he sees it. It requires a high level to be a chazan. It's really an inyan of a nevuah. Tefillah is really an inyan of a nevuah. But this ability to see from the outside, but then really to see from the inside, really everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Rizal says, a mar makom, a remes, the idea that bitachon is the gematria of ad, which is the letters of alf, chav, dalet, tes, mem. That's in the pasuk that we say, Vitachu b'Hashem ad ad. Bitachon is an ad. Bitachon, you could see beyond. Within Elokim, you could find the ad. That takes bitachon to find that. And really trust. Now, it's much easier said than done. Bitachon is a big, big avoda. And certainly people who experience incredible nisyonos have a really hard time. But that's the goal, to get to that pip, get to that place. Now, he says further, Achein yecholin od lahachlif ha'osios shel Hashem Elokim ba'osios shel acharav. You could also switch the letters. The Aleph becomes a Beis, and the Lamed becomes a Mem, and the Hey becomes a Vav, and the Yud becomes a Chaf, and the Mem becomes a Nun. So that gets to the letters afterwards, which are again B'muchan. Aval Shem Sham, there, in the later letters, Yesh yoser midas hadin mipnei sheyoser chitzoni yishem elokim be'atmos. It's actually a worse place. It's a harder place. It's much more rough and rigid and dark. These are letters that beyond, further in the depths of din. V'hu mora al hamazel hamechen akol kafiateva. It's the lashon b'muchan. It's the lashon mechen, prepared. It's a reference to the mazel that's prepared everything on science. It's really when a person's in the world of science and believes there's no God, and all scientists or most scientists are atheists, they don't believe in God. They can figure everything out except for that one thing they can't figure out, and they can't say God. They won't put religion into it. It's that word muchan. Everything's a science, the Big Bang theory, but something triggered it, but we can't figure out what that was, and they can't even conceive of God being in the picture. So that's the place of muchan where the Hashem's even more hidden. Vishis nagus hateva eino elo kafisha huchan arde mazel. They think science is just because it's been prepared. It just was created that way somehow. By coincidence, a world was created. Different molecules bang and something happened, and you have this world of creatures that look like miracles, but they're not miracles, it's all science. That's this world of muchan. Is that gorim she'ein ish sam alev shashem yisbarach ba'atzmo manhiges ha'olam? A person doesn't believe that it's run by the Ribbono Shalom, by mazel v'ateva. There's no one pulling the strings. That world of science, that world of medicine, and they're all very helpful. We all need medicine, we all need science. But it gets to a certain point where they're not willing to acknowledge that there's a creator of the world, there's a monogamy world, and that's that place of b'muchan. Everything is just prepared already by some being, or coincidentally. Now, in the footnote, Osio tests on the previous page, he quotes here an idea from the Arizal in Pri Etz Chaim. He says that the gematria of Muchan is the gematria of Kisei HaKavod, which is Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on his Kisei HaKavod. That's the honor. If you want to go through the gematria quickly, Beis is 2, Mem is 40, that's 42, Vav is 6, 48, Chaf is 20, that's 68, Nun is 50, that's 118. So that should be the same as Kisei, which is 20, 60, 81, 86, and 106, 108, 114, 118. So there you go. Okay, 118 is Kisei HaKavod, that's B'muchan. That's a place of Din. When the king sits on his throne, that's where he's busy judging. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Seder Hayom. It speaks about the Seder Hayom. Part of that Seder Hayom is he starts off in the Kisei HaKavod. He realizes the world is worthy of destruction. He switches from the Kisei HaKavod, Kisei HaDin, and he moves over to the Kisei of Rachman. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the place of B'muchan. The Kisei HaKavod, that's a place of Din, a place of Mishpat. So it says further, if you go back to this to the next page, this is really beautiful, continuing the footnote, the bottom right, Be'oiv Yisrael. Beautiful, beautiful remes. In the Oiv Yisrael, he quotes in the end of Vayetze, he brings him the name of the cousins of Rat Magid, Shezeh Yisrael Tainis Yaakov Avinu L'Rachel Imenu. This was their conversation. It's beautiful. Like, once you see this, you almost can't deny it. So what was the dialogue between Rachel, who wanted a child, and Yaakov said, I'm not the creator of the world. So it says, Hava li banim, give me children. If not, meis yanochi, I'm considered a meis. Ki elokim gematria teva. The osios hamucharos, the later letters of elokim, is b'muchan. Shakol muchan muzuman apiatev. Everything's prepared from science, from mazalos. And rachu imenu, lohayis arui laholid apiteva. In nature and science, she wasn't able to. She was barren. She was born in akara. Ulazeh, Kishamar Yaakov, Harvel Libanim. When she said, give me children, Kilu Haya Muchanla, as if it was Muchan, if everything was prepared, there was no way out. And Vayacha Af Yaakov Rach, he got very angry at her. Vayomer Hatachas Elokimani, my below Elokim. And here's the remes. Ratzalomar, Vachi Al Piateva, Miosos Bemuchan, the letters Tachas Elokim. The letters that are beneath Elokim, which are the letters of Bemuchan. You think you live in the world of Bemuchan? Which is the place that you can't have children, it's stuck, there's no way to change science. I wrote to Sheila Chabanim, and the Targum explains, Halomin Kedem, Havayatiban. If you go to the earlier letters, the place of Chesed, says the Targum, that's where the letters prior is Hamtakas Adinim. Hainu, Meosios, Hakodmos, Lashem Havaya, Hainu, Tes, Dal, He, Dal. The letters prior to, he's talking about prior Havaya, that's where you could find children. So there was something a little bit deep going on in that conversation of talking about the letters Tachas Elokim, the letters Kodem Havaya, This is part of the conversation. But for our purposes, the letters after Elokim and the Al-Bays represent a very, very deep place of din, a scary place of din. A place where almost a Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in a place where it's almost impossible to find him. Vinei, Gam HaShemos Elokeinu Veloka V'Domeim, any derivative of Elokim, Kulam Lashon Dinheim, they're all expressions of din, Kama HaShem Elokim, Chutz MeHashem Elokeinu, She'omrim B'Pasuk Rishon Shebekriyashma. The word Elokeinu, as it appears in Shema, that's the only instance where Elokeinu actually becomes Midas Rachamim. And that's because, as we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shum Midas HaChesed HaGamur. Why? Why is Elokeinu Midas Chesed? Kevin Sheyesh B'Shemos Havaya Milafanav U'Milacharav. It's surrounded, it's sandwiched by Hashem both before and Hashem afterwards, that's able to transform even the word Elokeinu into Midas Rachamim. It's able to transform din into chesed. Until all three names of Hashem in the pasuk of Shema, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, all three, Af Hashem Elokeinu, they're kulam chesed gamur. And now this becomes very interesting. It doesn't say this point, but I think the point is obvious. Hakol shlosh shemos b'yachad nikram b'shem yad yamim. They're called the right hand, which he doesn't say. Why? That's why I put the right hand over the hand. Right hand, sheyesh behem yad osios shekulam hem mitzal yamim. 14 letters. Hashem yud kev vav kev is 4. Yud kev vav kev at the end is another 4. That's 8. And Elokim is 6 letters. Elokim rather 6 letters. That's 14 letters. So these 14 letters are the yad yudal the yad yamim, the right hand. That's why I put the right hand over the eyes. And lechora, the reason why over the eyes is because we see things in the world and they seem like they're din. We have to cover our eyes and not be caught in that trap of looking what seems to be ra and trust in Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad that it's all Echad, everything's the same. Elokeinu isn't a steer to Ech Hashem. Even Elokeinu is really a place of rachamim. So we cover our eyes and it's about bitachon, a place of bitachon. We trust in Hashem, we close our eyes. That's where we find that the real belief of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all rachamim. In contrast to that, ulumasam ha'osios she'acharei ha'shlosh ha'shemos. Havaya Elokeinu Havaya, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. Haim, these are letters afterwards. Chuzo, Memuchzos, Chuzo, again, I'm not sure if I should be pronouncing these or not. If I am, I'm sorry. If I'm not supposed to, my apologies to anything I'm affecting. I mean that seriously. But these letters, the after Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, are these letters I just pronounced. Kulam Shemos HaGvura. All of these are names of Gvura. Because anytime you move backwards, it's always din. I think I expressed this last week, maybe, like, for example, Tishrei, starting backwards from Tav Shin Resh, that's always din, starting from the higher letters. Chodesh Aviv, Aviv is Al Beis, you kind of work upwards, that's Chesed, normal, and the Keseder is right, and backwards is always din. A Beis Hillel, for example, it counts Neres Chanukah 1, 2, 3 in order, he's a Midah of Rachamim, and Shammai counts 8 down to 1, he's backwards, so it's din. So din is always going backwards. So whenever you move backwards further into the osios, that seems to indicate somehow a din. Moving forward is somehow a level of chesed. So these letters that are afterwards of chaf, vav, zayin, vav, and chulu, they're all names of gvur. V'chol ha-gimel b'yachad nikram yad smol. These are also 14 letters. And that represents the yad smol, the left hand. Ki'ilu ha-yad osios hema mitad ha-smol shi midas ha-gvur. Now, I would imagine, again, these things I don't know, but my guess, my assumption is that's why the practice is to use a left hand with the tzitzis in it, to kiss with the left hand, right, put it in there, right, if we do it, right, left hand, we do. So maybe to indicate somehow the tzitzis is there to be mamtik, the left hand, so holding the tzitzis in the hand is able to sweeten that. The tefillin on the left hand as well to sweeten it, because this is a time of Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad, we have to kind of cover it up, and cover up that place of din with Kedusha, both of the tefillin with the tzitzis. I imagine that's part of it. And further, turning the page, he says, "Ve'elu Hashemos." These are the names of Kuzu, Muchzos, and Kuzu. Nechtavim al achorei hamezuzah lios shmirah min hamazikin. They are written on the outside of the cloth of a mezuzah. These names. You look inside of the mezuzah, you'll see these names. Most mezuzahs, I think. Ki b'koach hagvura shebehem he melochmin imaklipa legarshim min habayis. Gvur isn't bad necessarily. It may appear bad. It may appear difficult. But they actually ward off various mazikim that could enter into the house. Vayidei malin es hanitzot ha'kedusha mitoch ha'klipa by drawing out the kedusha, the sparks of kedusha from the klipa. Vayidei shemus elu yetchias ha'mesim be'shitala ratzon ha'borei b'mehir v'yameinu. Somehow these are the names because they're able to extract from the dead, even kedusha from the dead. So these are the names of Hashem that are going to bring about life from the death. They could they could enter the world, the soldiers who could enter into the world of the mazikin, the dangerous mazikin, but they could extract and stay protected. I imagine, I don't know how to use Shemos Hashem, but I imagine these would be very, very important letters in Shemos Hashem to use when involved in Kiruv. Person involved in Kiruv, he's going to a very dangerous world because he could get exposed to the world out there. These are names that protect a person from anything bad and to give them the ability to draw out any form of Kedusha. So take a look now, over page Tafnen Nunches, on the bottom right, the Kitzvei V'Kasa B'Imri Noam. Imri Noam says a beautiful, beautiful remez. D'mavur b'sifrei ha'mekubalim b'kavan ha'mezuzah, ki ha'satan hu ha'nachash, b'mispar shaveh ma'kolo. The same exact matria, ha'satan is 364, and Makol is 365, and the Nachash, no other way around, 364, and the Nachash, Imakolel, is 364 as well. Right, did that right? Yeah, they're both 364. The Gemara actually says in Yuma that the Satan has the ability to be sholed on Adam every day of the year except for one, as Yom Kippurim, because the Satan is only 364, not 365. Stamakash, they ask, how come we always go by the lunar calendar 354, how come suddenly it's 365? The truth is, in halacha, we want both. We recognize the Muslims, for example, only do the lunar calendar, and that's why the months are always like Ramadan could be sometimes in January, sometimes it could be in August, because it goes by the lunar calendar, which is it's behind 11 days. Every few years, it's a whole month behind it where it was the previous year. And the Ace of Edom goes based on the solar calendar, 12 months a year, 365 days a year, based on the orbit of us around the sun. The Jewish calendar is a combination. We have a leap year, a month, Adar Sheni, always to make sure that we align everything. The whole point is to make sure that the days of the Cham and Levan are not too off, to balance the two out. So oftentimes, Klai Yisrael is compared to a Levana, a moon. So we really, Be'etzem, we're really a nation that follows the lunar calendar, but we acknowledge the solar calendar as well. The solar calendar is really Hasatan. The Satan is really the solar calendar. That's the evil, the dangers. But we always have to balance it out because this concept of we have to be able to go into that dark world of the Umas Olam and to be able to extract the Nitzotz of Kedusha. So we are concerned with this balance of solar and lunar calendars. So Hasatan is the Gematria of Hanacha Shemakola, which is 364. Shu Sholit Bishin Samechei Yumos Hashana Kimin Hasatan Makolo. He had another one there, so Hasatan Makolo is 365. Kiyei Shlomimuna Mashchis Echad Nikar Riv. So this gets really, really neat now. So he has one, the Sultan has one, like, officer who's called Riv. I actually said this at Shom Zach for your son. A little bit, piece of this. Rabbi, who was here from Eretz Yisrael again? He did that at Shabbos. Eisenstein was here at Shabbos, right. So there's one of the officers of the Sultan. He's got a whole army. One of them's called Riv. Riv is fighting. So Amalek is the koach of Riv. Whenever there's a machlokas, it's Riv. So the Rizal points out, and whenever there's a fight also, there's always when there's kas, they forget something. Forget Limud HaTorah. So there's a fascinating Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin and Beis. The Pasuk who says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, but here is Rebbe Lazar ben Hurkanus maybe, I forget who it was, if you look back again. Rebbe Lazar something, I think. He read the Pasuk after spending some time away from the Beis Medrash. He read HaCheresh HaYalibam. Mamish butchered the pasuk. Chodesh Shazelachem to Hacheresh Hayalibim. That the heart was deaf. That's what it literally means. Instead of Hachodesh Shazelachem, and the letters that switch Hechlif Gimel Osios Shem Dalad Zayin Chaf. Those are the letters he switched out, which is the gematria of Kale, and he swapped them with the letters of Riv Reish Yud Beis Hacheresh Libam and Hacheresh Haya Libam. So he added Reish Yud Beis, which is Riv. The kasher tichaber, nachash riv, when you put nachash together, which is 358 rather, riv plus riv 212, gematria rasha, which is gematria 570, b'mispar hashavah. Okay? So again, Nachash plus Riv, you got a wild, angry snake, you get a Rasha. Now, one of the things, I'm scared of a number of things. Heights, I'm scared of roller coasters. My wife loves roller coasters, and she's fine with heights, but she's scared, livid of snakes. So we're actually up in Camp Cayley, and one of her friends came up, a bunch of couples and families were there for Shabbos. So she says, I just told my wife, she didn't know, she said, I just saw a snake on the path there. My wife's like, I'm really scared of snakes. But it was so cool. My wife's like, no, I'm terrified of snakes. Like, you say the word snake, she goes berserk. So understand why, because the Nachash plus the Riv makes a Rasha. That's a Perish Apostolic, Tzofer Rasha Letzadik. So this is just an interesting Ramazim about this. He goes on to say further, you want to take a look a little deeper in the next paragraph as well. Okay. Had to do with, by the way, the letters we're talking about here. Here we go. That's why, because, right, so look at the end of the next paragraph. It says the letters of Kuzu B'muchzu Kuzu L'gmatshir Riv, with one more than that. Because it's able to, these letters, the Shemus Hashem, are able to overcome the Riv from the outside. It's the Koch to be Mevatel, that Riv, that Mazik in particular, that Mashkas. That's the point of this letter, these letters. Okay, back inside now. One more footnote before you finish the, we're almost done with this. Hakdama, look at footnote Chafei. B'mehir v'yameinu. He says, Kasev HaRizal, this name in particular, which are the letters after Lokenu, this is the source of Tchias Mesim. Again, I don't know how to do Tchias Mesim, but I imagine when Eliyahu Navi did, maybe he invoked this name along with, you know, the CPR he performed on Yon HaNavi, as the Medrash tells us. But this name is the source of Tchias Mesim. Lachain kadam elav shem chuzo shu gemach yital. Because it says Kuzu b'muchzo, so the letters Kuzu is the gematria of Tal 39. The Gemara tells us in Chagiga that Tali Oros is a Tal that's going to bring about Tchias HaMesim to the people. You know, there's seven liquids, seven mashkim, seven liquids that are machshir food to tuma. Dinner hilchos tuma, hilchos machshir. So in other words, if an apple were to get to come tame, if I'm tame mace and I touch it, it's only tame if the apple first comes into contact with one of the seven liquids, blood, water, dew. The seven liquids correspond to the seven Yamin Tovim of the year. It's an easy way to remember it. In case you forget the liquids, you know the Yamin Tovim, and as I'll explain to you, the liquids are very intuitive. So Rosh Hashanah is honey. Yom Kippur is blood, dam, or the Zrikas dam. Sukkot is mayim. Chanukah is shemen. Purim is yain. Pesach is tal, tuyas tal. And Shavuos is chalav, milk. It's perfect. Seamless. So Tvias Tal, we say Pesach is Tvias Tal, we daven. So Pesach is Tal. So it's a fascinating thing that all throughout Pesach, there's something called a luz bone, which is the Etzema luz bone, which is the source of Tchias HaMesim. As we get buried, everything gets decayed except the luz bone remains, that's Tchias HaMesim. So you read in one of the Torahs of Pesach, it's Atzmos Yevashos, the dried bones. Talk about Tchias HaMesim. We have Atzmos Yosef as well, which remained in Eretz Yisrael, but it was taken out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, bringing about the Gula. So you have this idea that Pesach and the Atzmos and the Tal, Tfias Tal Pesach, is what brings about the Atzmos, brings life to the Atzmos, to the bones, the Tchias HaMesim. So in particular, this name, Kuzo, which is Gmatria Tal, followed by the name, the Shem Hashem of B'muchzos, that somehow is able to create Tchias HaMesim. And he says, "Fuhu hatal she'asid hakodesh baruch hu lahachios bo'os ha'mesim." That's what he's going to utilize to bring about life and tchias ha'mesim. Ubazer, he finishes in the paragraph here in the footnote still, mivayer hakavana she hakadosh basra. There's certain kavanas that one says in the last kadosh of davening. Shomim b'sof ha'tfilah k'shu kfar ba'olam ha'asiyah. When you're back down in the world of olam ha'asiyah, shesham b'chinas ha'misa. That's where death takes place in ha'asiyah. There's no death in the world above. The idea is to try to, Kaddish we know is an aliyah for the neshama. It's b'chdei lahalos kol neshamos v'anefashos b'sot chiyas ha'mesim. Kaddish adds a certain life to a neshama. That's why it's such a chashiv a thing. V'akein omrim also ha'yisomim al misas of v'aveim. That's why an orphan says it when a parent dies. V'yesh b'kaddish hazeh shem ben membez. Shehu sod havaya lokeinu havaya. Kuzu b'muchzot kuzo. Yeah, I'm not sure. This is, again, I don't know what this is. There's Kavanas and Kaddish, I'm not familiar. But somehow, the Kavanas and Kaddish represent the Indian of Tchias HaMesim. So I don't know how, though. So we'll have to leave that for a different time. Let's finish off now the text, the main text. It says, Serufe Hashem Elokim. V'yesh od gimel hamtakos la'Hashem Elokim. We've been talking about how to soften din, how to soften Elokim. And there are really three ways, three other names. Hamakanin begimel siros, Bina, Gvura, Omalchus, which are sourced in the three spheres of Bina is the source of Gvura, Gvura is Gvura itself, and Malchus is an expression of Gvura. Aideit starfus, osios begimel ofanim, shonim, ukfi tserufe kenya mituko. So the word Elokim, you could actually write it out, just those who know math, it's called a factorial, if I remember. If you take the Elokim as five letters, you write, you know, the way the equation looks, it's five an exponential point. That's called five factorial, I think. I think you do 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1, but that's unnecessary. 5 times 4 is 20, times 3 is 60, times 2 is 120. So there are 120 permutations. If you have 5 different letters, you can write Elokim in different ways, 120 different combinations. That being said, still, there are three that are significant of spelling Elokim, which correspond to each of the spheres of Bina, Gvura, and Malchus. And he's going to lay out these three briefly, and then we'll call it a night. So Aleph, first way to write Elokim, Bibina, is Tserufe Mi'ela. You unscramble or scramble the letters in a way where it's Mi'ela, the same letters Elokim. It's get Mi'ela. Who are these? Kimi is Romeit Labina, Gematria 50, Sheish Ba Chamishim Sha'arim Kimispar Memyun. There are 50 gates of Bina. So that's Mi, that's Bina. Vagamhu Malashon She'ela, Kamo Mihu. Who is this person? Bina is a high place where we can't really comprehend Hashem. Mishum debiina he alma the kaim l'shayla. It's kind of before the question. It's above questioning of some sort. She ma'alman tistimen. It's a hidden world. Delo iskalion and shein yodin mikomo aye. We don't know where Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Kain ronosa. You can't see him. So that's what mi ela me. Who is this Hashem? And what about the word ela mi ela? Tevis ela is gematria 36. Ola lamed vav. Romez al hashisha ktavos. So we know it goes from keser. From Bina sprouts out the six next spheres: Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Malchus is a basket to catch things. It's not a source. It's not Mashpia. It's a Mekabel. But the six other ones from Chesed down to Yesod, those six are all Mashpios or Mashpiim. So these six give to each other. If you ever look at the chart, they're all lines drawn from all six of them. So they're really a total of 36. Combination, because Chesed gives to Netzach, and Chesed gives to Yesod, Chesed gives everything else. So all six together, six times six, end up giving you 36. That's what they say. Right there, one gives to five of them, but it itself is something. So I'm not sure there's 36 lines, but either way, the way they work with each other end up being a combination six times six over, Chesed of Chesed, Chesed of Netzach, Chesed of Hod, and then everyone has its own six permutations. That's 36 of them. That's Mi Ela. Mi is a source of all six, 36, all Ela. It gives them Koach. Shekol Echad Mehem Kolu Mikulm. Each one is really a combination of the other ones as well. So Chesed is really Chesed plus Gvura, Tverach, Netzach, Hod, and Yisod. And Gvura is really Chesed, and each of them has its own six within it. Nimsa Sheyesh Shisha Sviros Bechol Echad Meha Shisha Ktavos. And Shisha Pamim Shisha, six times six is a Mispar Ela. Lachain Meir Bisfiras Bina Hashem Elokim Bitirf Mi Ela. That's Elokim appears in that form. Umirames Albina Hanikres Mi Hamashpas Umiira Almidos Hanikroim Ela Umamtika. So again, another expression of Bina that we discussed in the past, the Shari Ora talks about many words in Tanakh that represent the various spheres. So there are different ways to describe Bina. Bina is not just Havaya with Nekudos of Elokim. There are many ways to understand Elokim. So Mi'ela is also an expression of Bina. If you look, you learn the Zohar, the beginning of the Zohar talks about this also as well, about Mi'ela a little bit. Okay, let's finish the last page now. Begvura, Tzerufe Eli Ma. Maybe Keli Ma it should be. What's Gvura? Keli Ma. Mishum Sheba Gvura, Mekanin etzem shem elokim al kain gam terufe maschil keli. It's not just that you're not undoing, unraveling the elokim. Elokim is still there. So keli is still a lashon of strength, a lashon gevura. You're not trying to hide the gevura. The gevura is still very present there. V'chevin shu echad me'ashisha k'tzavos shebezir ampin. Zampin we discussed in the past, referring to that image of the six lower spheres. So l'chein chetzi hasheni hu osios ma. Memhe 45, Keli Ma, Kimilo Havaya Bitferis, which is really the nucleus of the Zer Ampin, that whole unit of the six, who mispar memhe, and because the Havai of Tiferes is the way you spell out, but Miloy is 45 we discussed. Lahoris al Haris Sham Shem Memhe Hamam Tika. So Gvura is really Keli Ma. Keli is the Gvura that exists in the Ma, in the Tiferes, in the Zer Ampin. That's why Keli Ma. And the third permutation of Elohim is, as it appears in combination with Malchus, is Mamalchus Terufe Li Mea. To me is 100. What's that significance? Yishim Shib Malchus Hu Ha'acharon Shib Eser Sfiros V'hi Mekabelos Kol HaSfiros Kimo Kara Mekabelos. It just catches everything on the bottom. V'chol Sfira Kulo Me Eser. And each Sfira actually has 10. The truth is, each Sfira has 10, and then each 10 of the 10 have another 10 of the 10, another 10, and it keeps going. But on a very simple level, we've discussed this Klal and Prat. So there's a Klal of Chesed, but in that Chesed there's the 10 of Keser Chachma Bina. And each, so each of them really have 10. So all 10 Sfiras have its own 10. So 10 times 10 gives you 100, and Malchus catches everything at the bottom there. So therefore, Nimsa Shiesh Ba Mea Sfiros Lachain Terufe is Li Mea.
It's also Li Alamas. It's 4 times 10, right?
Say again?
Li is 40. Right? So each of the 10 are in the 4.
So the 4, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Isn't the count...